So we're asking you what you want out of the new executive today. We're going to have to fly into Bumper World this morning because Bumper Graham has come down from his spaceship from the Union NPSA to join us this morning. Good morning to you, Bumper.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What do you and Bumper World want out of the new executive?
Well, what we don't want is the extension of Fresh Start with the job losses that brings with it. We know that the programme for government is going to be aspirational, and that come September, the executive will be issuing a budget for consultation, but that budget is based on cuts every year. So we're going to see more job losses in the public sector. We're going to see our health and education services getting worse instead of getting better. So we're not that interested in the personalities who are put around the table today. What we want to see is the Northern Ireland executive and those parties in opposition getting a better deal for Northern Ireland and a better deal for all of our citizens.
Are you optimistic?
No, I'm very pessimistic because we know that DUP and Sinn Féin think that Fresh Start is the best thing ever when it's not. It's mainly £2 billion of borrowing, £700 million of that to put people out of work.
What do you want? You say a better deal. Nobody's going to ask for a worse deal. So what actually, you want more money for your members, isn't it? That's what this comes down to, money.
No, actually they did ask for a worse deal because rather than getting additional money, they got additional borrowing. And we all know that borrowing has to be paid back. So what we want is a better financial deal for Northern Ireland. We want to see investment in our public services. And yes, we want to see our public servants who have been kicked over this last 8-9 years in terms of pay cuts, job losses, pension attacks. We want to see our public servants getting a good deal and a fair deal. And we want to see growth in our economy. But that will not come about with Fresh Start or this aspirational programme for government.
Well, how will it not?
Because it is predicated on yet more austerity. And no matter what is said...
That's Westminster imposes austerity. Independent. Northern Ireland is not an independent state.
Yes, but the problem is that we have inept politicians who couldn't negotiate a decent deal for Northern Ireland. And as I've said to you before, wow, Stephen, the Treasury in London and George Osborne are laughing all the way when they see the Northern Ireland executive coming in to negotiate with them. They know that they have to give them nothing. They've got nothing. In fact, worse, they've
actually, there's mitigation against the bedroom tax here in Northern Ireland, which contrasts to elsewhere. There is mitigation against other welfare cuts, be it for only a year. There's higher public spending per person here in Northern Ireland compared to other regions in the UK. So you could argue they've done quite a lot.
No, what they did was they got short-term deals to make them look good to get over the hurdle of the election. But the people will find very quickly that those promises won't be delivered on and that the mitigation, as you have mentioned, will quickly evaporate.
You see, but this is why I often refer to Bumper World, because you'll remember the day we coined the phrase Bumper World, because you want a magic money tree in magic Bumper World, and it doesn't exist.
What I want is for the Northern Ireland political parties to hammer on the door of George Osborne, say that ever since we've had the Good Friday Agreement, the only people that have benefited financially is the British Treasury, that we want to get some of the money that the government saved in security costs reinvested into Northern Ireland to help grow the private sector and to provide some public services.
Thank you, Bumper.
Cheers, Stephen.